Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Duvin, your host. Thanks so much for joining us, and we continue our conversation in just a moment. But first, we're going to begin a conversation with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, as we are in... We're still in Gemini, which is strange because we're in June, but because I've always associated June with Cancer, but that's only because my birthday's in June. And I know that that's not true, that the the transitions are usually somewhere in the near the middle latter part of the month. Gemini is important. And then I heard a vicious, vile rumor, retrograde's coming again.
Coming up. It is coming up. The next Mercury retrograde is on the 26th.
Not my birthday. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's your birthday.
That's outrageous.
Well, are you taking that day off?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not. It's a weekday, and I have to work.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear my armor and my helmet. And be ready for anything.
Yeah, keep breathing, stay grounded, be very, very patient, be kind and compassionate. You know, the retrogrades are when frequently people become less rational. And again, you know, it's the most important thing to remember is, like, nobody wants to freak out.
Right.
You know, nobody wants to be irrational or upset. You know, these things just happen, and usually it's somewhere along the line, it's a straw breaking a camel's back somewhere, and if it happens to happen in front of us, you know, it's just important to be patient and kind and treat them the way you would want them to treat you when it's you, you know?
You know, it's funny you say, the way you phrase that, you know, that nobody really wants to freak out. There are some people I watch, and I'm going, it seems like they're really enjoying that, and enjoying it way too much, the freak out.
Well, you know, I'm not a therapist, but I know there are clinical terms for that.
Yeah.
You know, some people really, we all develop habits, mm-hmm. good habits and bad habits. And, you know, if you're raised in a household where there's a lot of chaos, or where freaking out all the time was what was modeled for you by the adults,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to grow up thinking that's acceptable, okay, normal, and healthy.
Mm.
And, you know, tragically, just a lot of us did, you know. Yeah. I highly recommend watching Mad Men for those of you who are born in the 50s and the 60s, because it explains your parents, you know. It just really explains a lot of things, you know. It just helps you understand the world a little better, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Well, I may have to pull that down off of Netflix, because it's been recommended to me many times, and I'm just going to have to go see a couple of episodes to see if I can handle it, see if it's the kind of programming that I really want to watch.
Well, exactly. At a bare minimum, watch the pilot and the first couple of episodes,
All right.
Because it explains a lot about what was modeled for a lot of us born in the 50s and 60s, and what we've had to work so hard to overcome, and why for so many of us, like you and me, mm-hmm. we've been so committed to a different sort of life. You know?
Well, since we're recommending television programs or movies, I recommend to folks, because it's a great thought provoker, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World with Steve Carell. We watched that a couple of weekends ago off of Netflix, I think, or maybe it was on HBO. I really enjoyed it. Now, it has the ending that you would expect based upon how it moves along, because it's literally for the end of the world, and the world does end.
But in the movie?
In the movie. That's
wow.
The end of the movie. The world does end. But it's how the various individuals face it, deal with it, and strangely enough, move forward. And it's very interesting. So Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, I highly recommend it. Along with Cloud Atlas. I thought that was a really neat movie. But enough
awesome.
Said on that. What I do want to say is that people can get more information from you or other movie and television tips by going to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or on Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting.
Yes.
And 963-0842 is your phone number.
Yes.
Now, this is the 15th of September. So next
June.
Week, I beg your pardon, June. Where am I?
Yes.
I broke my calendar. That's the problem. Next week, it will be the 22nd. And we will have probably the solstice parade in Santa Barbara. We can talk more about that as well.
Yes.
When is our transition, Mark?
The solstice is on Thursday this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to be looking at that as well. And we'll look more to Beth McDonald coming up next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
And we are clear.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you very much. And we...